With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The person who talks most of his or her own virtue is often the least virtuous. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about 7 outstanding virtues worth developing. Enjoy.
Marcus Aurelius wanted to remind himself that you have to do the right thing. He says, just that you do the right thing, the rest doesn't matter. So the highest good to the Stoics was virtue, was working for that common good. It was seeing obstacles as opportunities, but it was doing the right thing in the right way for the right reasons. If you're not acting according to your moral code, it doesn't matter how successful you are. It doesn't matter how famous you are. You are going to be unhappy. So in Christianity, there's this idea that if you sin, if you violate the Ten Commandments, you will go to hell. I think the Stoic argument is like, if you're a bad person, if you lie, cheat, steal, act out of selfishness, in fact, you live in hell. Your life is a hell. It's without meaning. It's without purpose. You have no faith in other people. And so at the core of Stoicism is that idea of summum bonum, the highest good. And the highest good to the Stoics is virtue. They said that virtue is the sole good. Doing the right thing the right way, regardless of the consequence, was the only thing that matters. One of the most powerful exercises in Stoicism is the exercise of amor fati, the idea that there is no such thing as an obstacle, there's only fuel. So Marcus Aurelius talks about fire being the metaphor for the life of a Stoic. Everything you throw in front of a fire, he says, is fuel for the fire. It turns obstacles into brightness and flame, he says. So you want to go through your life not thinking about all the problems and all the difficulties. You want to think about all that these obstacles and difficulties are offering you, the fuel that it's providing for you. So a Stoic loves everything. That's what amor fati translates to, a love of fate. And it means that there is nothing that can slow you down because everything is actually taking you exactly in the direction that you want to go. This seems like a weird one, but the Stoics want you to have really low expectations. Seneca talks about premeditatio malorum, about thinking about the worst case scenario. If you have such a tight grip on how you want things to go and be, you're never going to be happy because what can go wrong will go wrong. But if you're willing to be fluid, if you're willing to let go, if you can think a little bit in advance about how things might not go your way, you can anticipate it, you'll be better. So Seneca says, like, the expected blows of fortune fall less heavily than the unexpected blows. The happier person is the one who realizes that things are not always going to go their way, that knows the world is not sunshine and kittens, that sees things honestly and accurately. That person has lower expectations, and then they're pleasantly surprised when things exceed those expectations versus the person who is constantly disappointed with how cruel and unfair the world is. Another one is related to amor fati, but it's the idea that the obstacle is the way. That's what Marcus Aurelius says. He says the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Sure, things are going to happen that you don't want to happen. But you can instead focus on how you can use this, on how you can move the ball forward because of it. So if someone cuts you off in traffic, okay, that's not what you wanted, but this is a chance to practice forgiveness. You make a mistake, it's a chance for you to practice forgiveness to yourself, right? Your car is stuck or your trip is delayed. This is a chance for you to catch up on things that you've been putting off. How can you use everything that's happening to you, all the obstacles, as opportunities to practice different virtues? So you might set out to do one thing, and then that gets impeded. But what that allows you to do is go do a different thing instead. So the Stoic is always thinking, the obstacle is the way. This is an opportunity. The impediment is actually showing me the direction that I want to go. There's an old Zen story about a king who felt like his people were becoming complacent. And so he put a large boulder on the one path on the way into town. And he stood in a tree and he watched as people came up to this boulder, this obstacle. You know, people cursed him, people pushed at it, it turned around and went home. Some people just sat down and waited for someone to do something about it for him. And finally, a man walks up and he actually attempts to climb over the boulder. He attempts to go around. He pushes at it, he can't get it to budge. And finally, he goes off into the woods and he comes back with a big stick or a log and he jams it under the rock. And finally, cranking it like a lever, he gets it to move. And what he finds underneath the boulder was a small purse of gold coins and a note attached to it that actually the king had left. And it said, "Never forget that inside every obstacle is a chance to improve your condition. The obstacle in the path is the path." And that's at the essence of Stoicism. The obstacle is the way. The impediment to action advances action, Marcus Aurelius said. What stands in the way is the way. So we want to see obstacles not as things that are blocking us from where we want to go, but that actually in struggling with them or going around them or trying things because we can't get through them, we end up discovering new things about ourselves and about the world. There is almost no philosophical school that says ego is a good thing. The Greeks and the Romans spoke of hubris. Almost all the plays of history and the myths of religions are about the dangers of pride. Pride goeth before the fall. So the Stoics believed that ego was the enemy. Epictetus said, "You cannot learn that which you think you already know." So the Stoic is constantly asking themselves, why am I doing this? What is my motivation? Am I doing this for other people? Am I doing it because it makes the world better? Or am I doing it to feel superior to other people? Is this fuel for my arrogance? Or is this fueling humility? And so essential in Stoicism is just the idea that you are not special, the world does not revolve around you, and if you make decisions or take actions thinking that the world revolves around you, thinking that the rules don't apply, you will be rudely awakened when you come crashing down to earth and lose everything you worked so hard for.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.